The Kingdom of God by David Brant Berg.
I have been amazed to find how many times God refers in His Word to kingdoms, as well as Christ's references to His kingdom in the Gospels. Apparently, the subject of kingdoms, and particularly Christ's kingdom, is very important to the Lord. After all, this was God's ordained form of government on earth, almost from the very beginning, as a theocracy with Himself as king. As He says to Moses and Israel in Exodus 19:6, just before the Ten Commandments and the laws of His kingdom are about to be given, "Ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation." I've heard so many contrary teachings on the subject of the kingdom of God, and even God Himself calls it a mystery. Some say it is in the future. Some say it's now. Some say it's literal. Some say it's spiritual. Some say it's here, and some say it's there. The fact of the matter is, according to God's word, it is all of these things. Jesus Himself compared the kingdom of God to a lot of things: a field, a seed, a treasure, a pearl, a net, a household, a king with servants given talents, a household of laborers, a tree, a wedding feast, a marriage, leaven, and a mustard seed. Jesus preached it, Philip preached it, Paul preached it, and we are commanded to preach it, and it is preached. We are told that it is given unto us. We receive it, are heirs of it, we have to enter it. It's yours and within you, and you are called to it. Jesus said that it is hard for the rich and hypocritical religious leaders to enter it, and they shut others out of it. But it's easy for the publicans, harlots, and sinners to get into it. It's full of children, because you've got to be a baby to get in. One scribe wasn't far from it, and even the least in it is greater than John the Baptist. But some are not even fit for it at all, because sometimes you have to forsake everything when going in. Jesus said His kingdom was not of this world. He said it's at hand and has already come, and that some of the people He was talking to would see it come and drink wine in it with Him. So He told them to pray it would come. Paul tells us that Jesus is going to deliver the kingdom to God in the end. And John says the kingdoms of this world will then become the kingdoms of Christ, and He will be King of kings and Lord of lords. Isn't that terrific? Hallelujah. The Jews believe that the territory of God's kingdom is limited to the boundaries of tiny Israel. Others claim it hasn't come yet, and still others claim we're already in it, while still others avow that it has yet to be given to either the Jews or the Christians, or both, in some future time or place. Most people seem to think it's some fancy place somewhere in outer space called heaven, only to be reached when you die, if you've been good while on earth. The fact of the matter is that all of these misconceptions are unscriptural. In other words, none of them are true. The real answer is found in the scripture references cited above. Astounding as it may seem, the kingdom of God is you, His church, His bride, comprised of the body of all true believers. You are the mystery He's been talking about all the time. He is your king, and His kingdom is in you. You are His subject and His territory, wherever you may be, and whoever you may be. His kingdom is already here, and you're a part of it. All these scriptures make it very clear that His kingdom is not an earthly kingdom of this world, but it is in you. His invisible heavenly kingdom is already in operation and existence. It not only surrounds us, but it is within us. As Jesus said, "The kingdom of God is within you." And, "If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight. But my kingdom is not of this world." In other words, His kingdom is not after the fashion of this world with its earthly flesh and blood kingdoms, but a now invisible kingdom of his Spirit, which is already within us and which now we see only through a glass darkly, but will one day see face to face. Now we only know in part, but then we shall know even as also we are known in the amazing realm of the kingdom of God, where everything will be clear, true, and everlasting. For the fashion of this world passeth away, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. We thank you, Lord, for your kingdom, which is going to last forever. We've already got it in us, Lord, and we're in it already as far as you're concerned. Wherever your children are, it's your kingdom, until that day when you're going to have the final, complete takeover of all the earth. It will all be your country then, when your kingdom comes. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Even so, may your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name. Are you ready for the kingdom? The kingdom of heaven is at hand. It is here and now in us.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.